Bonjour, chers amis, c'est David. Bienvenue à une nouvelle leçon. Hi, everybody. This is David, and welcome to a new French lesson. Before we start the lesson, I'm asking that you please go to FrenchLearner.com and subscribe to your daily French Word of the Day lesson. This is the single best way to support me in my work, and of course, I appreciate it. Today, we're going to look at the grave accent in French, specifically. It's the downward slanting accent over the E. A lot of students who learn French ignore the accents and don't really pay much attention to them, but it really is important to know them if you want to read and speak French properly. So the downward slanting accent over the E is called the grave accent or l'accent grave. L'accent grave. And its function is to make the E sound almost like an E sound, as in the English words met and let and bet. And the symbol for l'accent grave is the backwards capital E. So two common words which have E with the downward slanting accent over them are père for father and mère for mother. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some example sentences with words with these accents. So let's begin with these words. Père, mère, for mother, father. Mon père et ma mère habitent aux États-Unis. My father and my mother live in the United States. Mon père et ma mère habitent aux États-Unis. So we have père, with a downward slanting accent over the first E, and mère, and that makes it so we're saying the E sounds like an E sound, mère. Another common word with a downward slanting accent grave over the E is brother in French, and the word is frère, frère. So our example sentence is, my brother's name is Guillaume, and he lives in France. Mon frère s'appelle Guillaume et il habite en France. One more time, my brother's name is Guillaume and he lives in France. Mon frère s'appelle Guillaume et il habite en France. For our next sentence, the word with the grave accent is dernière, and this is the feminine form of dernier, which means last. So this letter combination, I-E with the accent grave, R-E, I-E-R-E, is tricky for a lot of students, and it simply sounds like hier, hier. So the feminine version of last is dernière. Example sentence. C'est la dernière fois que je fais cette erreur. It's the last time I make this mistake. C'est la dernière fois que je fais cette erreur. So we have I-E-R-E, hier. Another related word is première, which means first. So that's the feminine version of premier. So we have premier, first, masculine. And in the feminine form, première. Our next word and our last word is a bit tricky. The word is préfère, as in I prefer, je préfère. So the situation here is that the first E, P-R-E, has an upward slanting accent aigu, or acute accent, and the function of that accent is to make it so that E sounds like an A sound, as in play. So the second E on this word is downward slanting and sounds like E. Hence we get préfère, I prefer, je préfère. So our example sentence is, I prefer lobster, but I also like foie gras. Ouh là là. So je préfère le homard, mais j'aime aussi le foie gras. Let's say that again. I prefer lobster, but I also like foie gras. Je préfère le homard, mais j'aime aussi le foie gras. Et voilà, c'est la fin de la leçon. And this is the end of the lesson. I do hope it was useful. Now, when you see an E in French with a downward slanting accent, you know very well that it's going to sound like E, as in bet or let. And a good example is mère, mother, or père, father. Merci beaucoup, bonne journée, et à la prochaine fois. Au revoir.